Go ahead and begin to give him the praise and magnify him tonight.
Si crees que la oración tiene poder, empieza a alabarlo.
He's a worthy God.
Es un Dios que es digno.
He's worthy of all the praise and the honor and the glory.
Toda la honra y toda la gloria.
Well, everybody say praise the Lord.
Todos digan alabado sea el Señor.
We so very much appreciate the ministry of Brother Jermaine these last few services.
Estamos agradecidos por el ministerio del hermano Jermaine.
He does a great job in the pulpit. He's a wonderful individual in the kingdom of God. And we don't miss a lick when he's preaching.
Hace un buen trabajo en el púlpito cuando está predicando en su ministerio y no perdemos nada cuando está predicando.
Yeah, and we appreciate him so very much filling in for us.
Estamos muy agradecidos con él.
Excellent atmosphere in the house of God tonight.
Atmósfera excelente en la casa de Dios.
We want to thank God for the young lady that was baptized in the name of Jesus this morning.
Queremos dar gracias a Dios por la señora que fue bautizada en el nombre de Jesús.
And during the prayer service, another young lady received the Holy Ghost.
Y durante la oración en el servicio alguien recibió el Espíritu Santo.
There's all sorts of wonderful things happening in the house of God.
Cosas maravillosas están pasando en la casa de Dios.
We're so glad tonight to have Abigail Constant in the house with us.
Estamos agradecidos tener a Abigail Constant en la casa.
She's taken a job with a research team here in Birmingham at UAB.
Ha tenido un trabajo con UAB aquí.
And this is new for her to be in church without her family all around her.
Y este es nuevo estar en la iglesia sin su familia para ella.
And for years they've attended the Pentecostals of Alexandria.
Y por años han estado en los Pentecostales de Alexandria.
And our church would make a pretty good sized Sunday school gathering for them.
Y nuestra iglesia sería como una escuela dominical para ella.
She's transitioning in a lot of ways.
Está cambiando en muchas formas.
But we want to make sure that we welcome her, and we're thrilled that you're here.
Pero queremos estar seguros que te la invitamos en donde quiera que vayamos.
Well, praise God.
Alabado sea el Señor.
You want to be in prayer for your Guam group?
¿Quieren estar en oración con los que se fueron para Guam?
Brother Kedrick, Brother Nathan and Sister Brooke and the Wheelers and Brother Antoine, they're all on the other side of the earth tonight.
Hermano Kedrick, Brooke, Nathan y los Wheelers están todos en el otro lado del mundo.
They're already in tomorrow. In case you want to know what tomorrow feels like, give them a call.
Si quieren saber lo que se parece el mañana, den una llamada.
Maybe they could give you some heads up about what might be coming your way.
Tal vez te pueden decir lo que está pasando, están en el otro lado.
But be in prayer for them. There's some interesting family dynamics there on the island of Guam.
Estén en oraciones con ellos porque tienen familias en ese lugar.
And while they're working, they want to bring some of their extended family into the house of God.
Y mientras estén trabajando quieren alcanzar a sus familias.
So we want to give them prayer covering while they're there.
So queremos cubrirlos con oración.
And we want them to have revival on the island.
Y queremos que tengan avivamiento en esa isla.
I was looking when Brother Antoine was telling me he was going. I just quickly scrolled through a map to see, well, maybe it's close enough for a Siri to go with him and then go see her folks on Fiji.
Y estaba mirando y tal vez estaba cerquitas en Guam donde estaba yendo él.
But it's about 5,000 miles away.
Pero es como a 5,000 millas de donde tenía que ir su esposa.
So that didn't sound like a feasible plan.
So no era un plan muy práctico.
But you want to remember them in prayer.
Pero quieren acordarse de ellos en oración.
And their families, like Sister D, that's here.
Y sus familias, como la hermana D, que está aquí.
And running the house all by herself.
Trabajando en la casa todo por sí sola.
She's recently had a heart event, and they put some stents in.
Han estado teniendo problemas con el corazón.
So you want to be praying for her.
So quieres estar orando con ella.
And just praying God's strength and blessing on her.
Y la fortaleza del Señor sobre ella.
That she has a complete recovery.
Que tenga una recuperación completa.
A total replenishing of her strength.
Que su fuerza se restablece.
And that her best days are still ahead of her.
Y que sus mejores días estén adelante de ella.
Does anybody believe in a God that can do those types of things?
¿Hay alguien que cree en un Dios que puede hacer esas cosas?
Praise God.
Alabado sea el Señor.
And thank you for all the lovely birthday wishes.
Y gracias por todas las cumpleaños.
And for the lovely birthday song.
Y por la canción de cumpleaños.
And all the nice things and all the nice words.
Y todas las cosas buenas y las palabras bonitas.
We're going to read tonight from 2 Kings chapter 25.
Vamos a leer esta noche de Segunda de Reyes capítulo 25.
And we're down at the very end of the of the tenure of the kings.
Y estamos casi al final ya del todos los reyes.
We'll be talking about Jehoiachin, and he is the last of the official bloodline kings.
Y estamos hablando de Jehoiakim, era el último rey del linaje.
And it's after the fall of Jerusalem.
Y es después de la destrucción de Jerusalén.
And the judgment of God has come crushing down upon Jerusalem and Israel.
Y el juicio de Dios ya cayó sobre esa ciudad y Jerusalén.
We'll read in verse 27.
Vamos a leer en versículo 27.
And it came to pass in the 7th and 30th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, did lift up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, out of prison. And he spake kindly to him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments. And he did eat bread continually before him all the days of his life. And his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king, a daily rate for every day, all the days of his life. If you love him tonight as you're seated, let's give God praise and thanks for his word.
Si lo amas, ¿por qué no le das gracias por su palabra?
His word is forever settled in the heavens.
Su palabra está establecida para siempre.
We thank you, mighty God, for the privilege to handle your word tonight.
Te damos gracias por ese privilegio.
We thank you, mighty God, for the gift of your word.
Por el don de tu palabra.
Illuminate us, O God.
Ilumínanos, Señor.
Open your word to our understanding.
Abre tu palabra y nuestro entendimiento.
Help us to walk up and down in your word tonight.
Ayuda
mighty
a caminar
God.
Sobre tu palabra.
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
Y te lo pedimos todo en el nombre de Jesús.
And everyone said amen.
Y todos digan amén.
Praise God. And so this is the end of the era of the kings.
Se acaba el reinado de los reyes.
There will be kings yet in Israel and even down to the time of Jesus.
Van a haber reyes en Israel hasta el tiempo de Jesús.
But they are puppet kings appointed by pagan governments.
Pero son reyes que apuntados por otros paganos.
And so he is the last of the bloodline.
So es el último del linaje de David.
And this is a day of absolute disaster for Israel and Judah.
Y este es un día de desastre absoluto.
And in this time, Jehoiachin is in prison.
Y en este tiempo Joaquim está en la cárcel.
This is the season just prior to Daniel and his three friends in the Babylonian story.
Esta es la temporada antes de Daniel y los tres hebreos.
And Jehoiachin is in prison.
Y Joaquim está en la cárcel.
But the king of Babylon.
Pero el rey de Babilonia.
Evil-Merodach.
El rey
Evil-Merodach.
Evil-Merodach.
Yeah. He has Jehoiachin in prison.
Él tiene a Joaquim en la cárcel.
But for some reason he likes him.
Pero por una razón le cae bien.
Maybe it's genuine affection.
Tal vez es afecto genuino.
Maybe it's simply the evil nature of hell.
Tal vez es la naturaleza mala del infierno.
Who knows that this man is emblematic of the children of God?
Que él sabe que este es un emblema del reino de Dios.
And he lifts up his head.
Y le levanta su cabeza.
And he speaks kindly to him.
Y le habla bonito.
And he gives him a throne.
Y le da un reino.
Higher than the other thrones of the captives in Babylon.
Y le da un trono más alto que todos los cautivos en Babilonia.
And all of this is a demonstration of the power of the king of Babylon.
Y todo esto es una demostración del poder del rey de Babilonia.
Wherein he demonstrates, see, I have kings that serve me.
Donde él demuestra, mira, ves, yo tengo reyes que me sirven a mí.
I have kings that sit in my court.
Yo tengo reyes que se sientan en mi corte.
And in their land and in their time they were kings.
Y en sus tiempos y en sus tierras eran reyes.
Kings over sovereign lands.
Reyes sobre tierras que ellos gobernaban.
But I have conquered them.
Pero yo los he conquistado.
Now all that they represent belongs to me.
Y ahora todo lo que ellos representan me pertenece a mí.
So he lifts up Jehoiachin.
So levanta a Joaquín.
And gives him a throne that is a bit higher than the other kings about him.
Y le da un trono más alto que todos los otros reyes que están ahí.
And gives him nice clothes to wear.
Y les da ropa bonita para que se la ponga.
And gives him a daily allowance.
Y le da un salario diario.
He's showing himself to be a magnanimous conqueror.
Se está enseñando como que es un conquistador bueno.
He's showing himself to be benevolent in royalty.
Que es alguien que le gusta la autoridad.
He is walking in demonstration.
Está caminando en demostración.
He is saying that here I am and I am the conqueror of these places.
Está diciendo yo estoy aquí, yo soy el conquistador de estos lugares.
But I can give them of my largesse.
Pero yo le puedo dar de todo lo que yo tengo.
I can be a blessing to them.
Yo puedo ser una bendición hacia ellos.
Because I have infinite power.
Porque yo tengo poder infinito.
And that's what he's demonstrating.
Y es lo que está demostrando.
But from where we're standing.
Pero donde estamos parados nosotros.
We're not excited about the higher throne of Jehoiachin in Babylon.
Pero no, donde estamos parados no estamos emocionados por el trono más alto en ese lugar.
Because he's still a captive.
Porque aún sigue siendo un cautivo.
And Jerusalem yet lies in ruins.
Y Jerusalén sigue siendo destruida.
And tens of thousands of the people of God have been murdered in the valley that Ezekiel will walk in.
Y 10 de miles de los israelitas ya fueron matados en ese valle.
And everything about Jehoiachin's life.
Y todo lo de Joaquín en esa vida.
Speaks of the rebellion and the resistance of the people of God to the law of God.
Habla de la rebelión del pueblo con la palabra de Dios.
And so he is an emblem of the failure of will to serve God.
So es un emblema del fracaso de servir la voluntad de Dios.
And when you choose to disobey God as the people of God,
y cuando escoges desobedecer la palabra de Dios como el pueblo de
Dios, you inevitably go into bondage.
Inevitablemente te vas a la cautivo.
You inevitably are bound up.
Inevitablemente te llevan cautivo.
And you may, in the world's view,
y tal vez en el mundo como te miran,
have a preferred position.
Tienes una posición con poder.
You may enjoy some natural niceties.
Tal vez consigues en el mundo tienes unos privilegios.
You may walk in the world's estimation of affluence.
Y si el mundo tal vez te dice que tú estás bendecido.
You may have what the world would consider to be riches.
Y tal vez tienes lo que el mundo considera que son riquezas.
But you are wherever you are on the timeline.
Pero tú eres lo que tú eres en ese tiempo de la vida.
And whoever your captive is, you are living beneath the privilege of the people of God.
Estás viviendo abajo del privilegio del reino de Dios.
You are living beneath the place where God has intended for you to live.
Estás viviendo abajo donde Dios te tiene, donde quiere que tú vivas.
Because nothing in this world,
porque nada en este mundo,
can compare,
puede compararse,
to what God,
a lo que Dios,
has planned for you,
ha planeado para ti,
to what God,
lo que a Dios,
sees in vision for you,
te mira en visión para ti.
There is no career success.
No hay ninguna carrera.
There is no amount of money.
No hay cantidad de dinero.
There is no public adoration.
No hay publicación.
There is no esteem among men.
No hay nada de fama.
That can measure up.
Que te puede dar la
satisfacción. To what God.
Lo que Dios
has determined.
Ha determinado.
For you.
Para ti.
Because God.
Porque Dios.
Has called you.
Te ha llamado.
To be a king.
Para ser un rey.
God has called you.
Dios te ha llamado.
To rule.
Para reinar.
God has called you.
Dios te ha llamado.
To be like him.
Para que seas como él.
Never to live,
y nunca para que vivas,
at the behest,
debajo de alguien,
and on the allowance,
y en el salario
of the world around you,
del mundo alrededor de ti.
God never intended for you to live on what the world thought you should have.
No era la intención de Dios que tú vivieras en lo que el mundo que decidiera
para ti. God never intended for you to live on the world's allowance.
No era la intención de que tú vivieras del salario del mundo.
What they will allow.
Lo que ellos permiten.
What they will give.
Lo que ellos te quieren dar.
How they can rule over you.
Cómo ellos pueden reinar sobre ti.
But Jehoiachin is the end product.
Pero Joaquín es el producto final.
Of a culture that has abdicated its place in God.
De una cultura que ha quitado su lugar en Dios.
And now they are reduced.
Y ahora son reducidos.
To living on the world's terms.
En vivir en los termos del mundo.
And the church was never designed to live on the terms of the world.
Y la iglesia nunca fue diseñada para eso.
The church was never designed to be constrained by their world.
La iglesia nunca fue diseñada para ser constructida por el mundo.
But you are the people of God. God.
Pero tú eres el pueblo de Dios.
You are a child of God.
Tú eres un hijo de Dios.
You are a child of the King.
Tú eres un hijo del Rey.
And you are called to be a king.
Y tú eres llamado para
and
ser
you
un
are
rey.
Called to walk as royalty.
Y tú eres llamado para caminar como
and
un real sacerdote.
Never under subservience to another worldly
y nunca
ruler.
Servir a otro mundo.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Israel and Judah were always fascinated with the world around them.
Israel y Judá siempre estaban fascinados con el mundo alrededor.
They were always drawn to emulate the world around them.
Siempre querían ser como el mundo alrededor de ellos.
Now the world has swallowed them up.
Ahora el mundo se los ha comido.
Jehoiachin is being held by the king of Babylon.
Joaquín está siendo cautivo por el rey de Babilonia.
And this is a common custom.
Y esta es un costumbre muy común.
Keeping kings as ornamentation.
Quedándose con los reyes como una decoración.
Keeping kings as status symbols.
Como quedándose con el rey como un símbolo de estatus.
Demonstrating your power.
Demostrando tu poder.
And if as you're here tonight you think
y si tú estás aquí, tú piensas,
that hell does not want to take you as a trophy,
que el infierno no te quiere tomar a ti como un trofeo,
you don't understand anything about who you are,
tú no entiendes nada lo que tú eres,
and about the hell that wants to contend with
y del infierno que quiere pelear contigo,
you have no idea about this conflict.
Tú no tienes ni una idea de este conflicto.
If the world has lulled you into a state of sleep,
si el mundo te ha llevado a un lugar de arroyo,
and you think, well, we're just doing all right because we live in a safe little bubble.
Y si dice estamos haciendo bien porque vivimos en un lugar seguro.
And we have a little bit of goodness in our lives.
Y tenemos un poquito de bueno en nuestra vida.
And we have a little bit of peace in our lives.
Y tenemos un poquito de paz en nuestra vida.
Compared to the rest of the world, this is an island of peace.
Esta es una isla de paz.
But I want you to understand that you have an adversary.
Pero yo quiero que entiendan que tienen un enemigo.
And he is content by giving you a little bit in this world.
Y él está contento con dándote un poquito en este mundo.
And letting you think that everything's okay because you have a little peace in your life.
Y dejarte pensar que todo está bien porque tienes un poquito de paz.
But I'm going to tell you tonight.
Pero yo te voy a decir esta
noche. You'll never know what real peace is.
Tú nunca vas a saber lo que es la paz.
Until you attend to the business of the kingdom of God.
Hasta que no te metes con los negocios del reino de Dios.
Until you share in the vision of the kingdom of God.
Cuando compartes la visión del reino de Dios.
Until you see what God's calling is in your life.
Hasta que tú encuentras el llamamiento de Dios.
Until you're moving toward that ideal in your life.
Cuando te mueves a esa idea en tu mundo.
Godliness. Godliness with contentment.
I need help.
Hermano Paulo. Godliness.
Godliness. What is it?
Godliness in Spanish.
In Spanish.
Devoción.
But he did it like Castilian, devoción.
Devoción.
Yeah. Thought my first Spanish instructor had a speech impediment because he talked like this. But that's how they talked from España. And it was really sophisticated. But I just thought, poor guy, he's in here trying to teach us language and look what he's overcoming. It's amazing. His name was Tanuth. Godliness with contentment, that's what great gain is.
Devoción con contentimiento.
Walking in the will of God, that's where peace lies.
Caminando en la voluntad de Dios, ahí es donde encuentras tu paz.
Serving at a high level in the kingdom of God,
sirviendo en un nivel alto en el reino de Dios,
that's what this life is about.
Ahí es donde encuentras tu paz.
And there's something in you that knows it.
Y hay algo adentro de ti que sabe
and there's
eso.
Something in you that resonates
y hay
with
algo
it.
Adentro de ti que resuena.
And until you see the very highest value,
hasta que no encuentras lo más alto,
and you're moving toward that
y te
high
mueves
value,
hacia eso más alto,
you'll never satisfy the hunger that's down inside of you. Nothing in this world will satisfy.
Nada en este mundo va a satisfacer.
Your desire to be like God.
Tu deseo para ser como Dios.
It is inescapable.
Es inescapable.
You are made in His image.
Eres hecho en su imagen.
You are called to walk in dominion.
Eres el llamado para caminar
You're
en
called
dominio.
To walk after the kingdom of God.
Para caminar hacia el reino de Dios.
You're called to share in the dream of God.
Para compartir el sueño
and
de
you
Dios.
You won't find happiness anywhere else.
Y no vas a encontrar felicidad.
My God, you ought to give God a little praise right now.
Debes de darle una alabanza.
Ahorita. You were not designed.
Tú no fuiste diseñado.
You were not created.
Tú no fuiste creado.
To live on handouts from Babylon.
Para vivir con la, la,
you
were, de Babilonia.
It is not the intent of God.
No es la intención de Dios.
For you to live on the allowance of the world.
Para que vives en el salario del mundo.
But God has a bigger idea about
Pero Dios
you.
Tiene una idea más grande de ti.
God has a greater dream for you.
Dios tiene un sueño más grande para
God
ti.
Has something for you that'll rock your world
Dios,
and the world around
Dios
you.
Tiene algo para ti que te va a transformar.
Does anybody believe that tonight?
¿Hay alguien que cree eso en este lugar?
Does anybody want to walk in that
¿Hay alguien
tonight?
Que quiere caminar en eso?
Don't let your dream be tampered down
no dejes
by
que
the
tu
world
sueño
around you.
No dejes que tu sueño
but
por
let
el mundo.
The kingdom of God breathe life into a dream
Pero deja que el reino de Dios dé vida
that
un sueño
comes from the throne of God.
Que viene del trono de Dios.
Keeping kings was a common custom.
Quedarse con reyes es una costumbre.
In Judges chapter 1,
y jueces, capítulo uno,
we hear about a king that's conquered by Joshua and Caleb.
Leemos de un Dios, un rey que fue conquistado por Josué.
And he is the Lord of Bezek.
Y era el rey de Bezek.
He is Adonai Bezek.
Era Adonai Bezek.
And when they find him in the storyline, in the narrative, you find a very curious occurrence.
Y cuando lo encuentran en las escrituras, encuentran algo muy curioso.
And what they do is when they catch him, Simeon and Caleb, when they catch him, they cut off his thumbs and his great toes.
Y lo que hace es cuando lo encuentran que le cortan sus dedos y sus en sus manos también.
And you don't understand until you read that next verse where Adonai Bezek indicts himself.
Y donde no tienes hasta que lees el siguiente escritura donde dice Adonai Bezek.
And he said, I have over 70 kings under my table.
Y dice, yo tengo más de 70 reyes abajo de mi
mesa. And I've cut off their thumbs and their great toes.
Y yo les he cortado sus dedos grandes y sus pies.
And they've been gathering their meat from under my table.
Y han estado trayendo su comida abajo de
mi mesa. Now God has requited me this.
Ahora Dios me ha pedido esto.
Or this is coming back to me.
Ahora esto me está trayendo.
Because of what I've done to them.
Lo que yo les ha hecho a ellos.
And I don't know how you see that in your mind's eye.
Y yo no sé cómo miras eso en tu
but
mente.
Over 70 conquered kings were kept in the house of Adonai Bezek.
Pero más de 70 reyes han quedado en ese lugar.
He would throw a little meat down at time for meal.
Les aventaba un poquito de carne en tiempo de comer.
And they didn't have their big toes, so they ran in a very stilted way.
Y no tenían sus pies grandes, sus dedos grandes, o corrían en una forma muy curiosa.
And they didn't have their opposing member, their thumb.
Y no tenían su dedo grande.
And they were not able to grasp as you grasp.
Y no podían agarrar las cosas como tú las agarrabas.
They had very limited strength in their hands.
Tenían fuerza limitada en sus manos.
So these 70 would fight over every scrap of meat.
So estos 70 peleaban por cada pedazo
they were
de carne.
Living at the cast-offs of this king Adonai Bezek.
Vivían en las migajas que les aventaba este rey.
They were living with the leftovers and the degradation of this conquering king.
Vivían con las migajas y las cosas de este rey que conquistó.
He had stolen their power of locomotion.
Se había robado su poder mover.
He had stolen their throne.
Se había robado su trono.
He had stolen their kingdom.
Les había robado su reino.
He had stolen their power to grasp.
Les había robado su poder de agarrar.
And they were left groveling like beggars under his table.
Y se quedaron como gente que roga abajo de su mesa.
This story is not in the Bible by accident.
Esta historia no está en la Biblia por accidente.
But I want you to understand you've got an adversary
Pero
tonight.
Yo quiero que entiendas que tienen un adversario
that would like to steal the kingdom from you.
Que te quiere robar el reino
that
de
would
ti.
Love to steal your throne tonight.
Que quiere quitarte tu trono.
And he would like for you to lose your power to move up and down in the promise of God.
Y quiere que pierdas tu poder de moverte arriba y
and
abajo
he would love for you to lose the capacity to hold on to the things of God.
Y él quiere que pierdas la capacidad de detenerte de las cosas de Dios.
And he would love for you because after a period of time,
y él quiere que él, porque después de un tiempo,
your world can be reduced to your needs.
Tu mundo puede ser reducido a tus necesidades.
Your world can be constricted to your appetites.
Tu mundo puede ser restringido a tus apetitos.
Your world can be reduced to to clamoring for a little piece of meat.
Tu mundo puede ser reducido para pedir un poquito de carne.
And happiness and joy and peace.
Y felicidad y paz y gozo.
Can be relegated to how well I do in competition with you over your little scrap of meat.
Se puedes rebajar hasta abajo nomás en comparar que
And I'm not looking up anymore.
Y yo no estoy mirando hacia
And I'm not dreaming big dreams anymore.
Y ya no estoy teniendo sueños grandes.
And I can't walk up and down in the promise of God anymore.
Y no puedo caminar en
and I can't get a grip on the things of God anymore
y no puedo agarrar la promesa
because the
de Dios.
Enemy wants to conquer me,
porque el enemigo me quiere
and
conquistar.
He wants me to be like some animal living in squalor
y quiere que sea como un animal
but God has
mayaja.
Called you for something better
pero Dios
than
te ha llamado para algo mejor que
God
eso.
Has called you to be a king
Dios te ha llamado para que seas un rey.
Now when I talk about kings and thrones
cuando yo hablo de reyes y tronos,
the book of Revelation declares that Jesus is the Prince of Kings.
El libro de Apocalipsis dice que es el príncipe, Jesús es el príncipe de reyes.
It follows the theme of he's the firstborn of many brethren.
Sigue el tema que es el primero de muchos hermanos.
And the brethren that he's talking about would be you.
Y los hermanos que están hablando somos ustedes.
Apologies to the sister in here.
Disculpas a las hermanas.
But it's a generic term that just means all of you.
Pero es un término que significa todo.
He's the firstborn of many brethren.
Es el primer nacido de todos los hermanos.
But he's called you to be kings and priests.
Pero nos ha llamado para que ser reyes y sacerdotes.
But you need to understand, not a king as it were of this world and in this world.
Pero no tienen que entender no como un rey de este mundo.
But rather a king from another world.
Pero un rey de otro mundo.
Walking in this world.
Caminando en este mundo.
It doesn't manifest the same way.
No se manifiesta de la misma manera.
When Pilate is asking him, "Are you a king?"
Cuando Piloto le pregunta, "¿Eres un rey?"
And he, in a paraphrase, would have said, "Not like you think."
En una forma corta dice, no como tú piensas.
He said, "If my kingdom were of this world,
dice, si mi reino fuera de este mundo,
my servants would fight."
Mis siervos pelearían.
His kingdom is not a worldly kingdom.
Su reino no es un reino mundano.
The kingdom of God is not meat and drink.
El reino de Dios no es carne ni riquezas.
But righteousness, peace, and joy.
Pero justicia. Paz y gozo
in the Holy Ghost.
En el Espíritu Santo.
You have to be careful.
Tienes que tener cuidado.
Because you'll begin to take your reference points from
Porque
the world
a
around
a tomar
you.
Referencias del mundo.
You'll begin to define blessings
vas a empezar a definir las bendiciones
from the world around you.
Del mundo alrededor de ti.
You'll begin to define the quality of your life
vas a venir a empezar a definir la calidad de tu vida
from the world's definitions.
De la definición del mundo.
But Paul will teach us
Pero Pablo nos enseña
that godliness with contentment is great gain.
Devoción con contentimiento es
and
grande,
Paul
will es
teach
grande.
Us
y Pablo nos enseña
that whatever place I find myself in
en cualquier lugar donde yo me encuentre,
he said I've been abased
dice, yo he estado pobre,
and I've abounded
y yo he tenido mucho,
but wherever I am
pero donde quiera que yo esté,
I've learned therein to be content
yo aprendí que donde quiera que esté, en eso
he
estoy
understood
contento.
That wherever I am
él entiende que donde quiera que estoy,
I'm a child of the king
soy un hijo del rey.
And I've got a throne but it's not in this world
y tengo un trono, pero no es de este mundo.
And I've got a royal robe but it's not in this world and I've got riches beyond calculation but not in this world and you as you walk with the principles of God I would expect that to have an effect upon your natural life when you live according to the word of God I expect you to be blessed in your storehouse
en tu casa,
in the country
en el país,
in the city
en la ciudad,
as you walk
cuando caminas.
I expect you to be blessed in your family
yo espero que estés bendecido en tu familia.
I expect the blessing of God upon people that apply the principles of the kingdom. But in that you need to know we are yet constrained by the existential. He told the thief on the cross beside him.
le dice al ladrón a un lado de él en la cruz.
They're both dying.
Todos están, los dos están muriendo.
They can barely breathe.
Apenas pueden respirar.
And the thief has been cursing him all afternoon.
Y el ladrón la estaba echando maldiciones
toda la tarde. But something happened to that man in the midst of watching Jesus on the cross.
Pero algo le pasa a ese hombre en medio de mirar a
Jesús. And in a time of repentance.
Y en un momento de arrepentimiento.
He turns to Jesus.
Se voltea hacia Jesús.
After having told the other thief, he said, "Look, you and I, we belong here."
Después de decirle al otro ladrón, tú y yo tenemos que estar aquí.
But this guy has done nothing at
Pero
all.
Este no ha hecho nada mal.
He's in the wrong place.
Él está en el lugar equivocado.
And then he says to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Y luego le dice a Jesús, acuérdate de mí cuando entres a tu reino.
Jesus said, "Today."
Jesús le dice, hoy.
You'll be with me.
Tú vas a estar conmigo.
In paradise.
En el paraíso.
Turn to your neighbor and tell him, "This might be nice in America."
Dile a tu vecino, tal vez está bonito aquí en América.
But this is not paradise.
Pero esto no es el paraíso.
This is still the existential.
Este es el viaje existencial.
In America, we're less than 6% of the world's population.
En América estamos menos de 6% de la población mundial.
Most of the population of the world lives outside of affluent nations.
Toda la población del mundo vive afuera en lugares peores.
And most people in the world live outside of what you would call normal basic necessities of life.
Y muchas personas afuera viven en lugares muy más pobres que
tú. Tonight in Central America in Mexico.
Esta noche en Centroamérica y en México.
They walked a long, long way.
Caminaron mucho, muy largo.
If they had a bus.
Si tenían un autobús.
To get on a crowded bus.
Para subirse en un bus
lleno de personas. And ride it for miles.
Y correr por millas.
To go into a little clapboard building.
Para meterse en un edificio muy pequeño.
To have church. That happened today in the Philippines.
Eso pasó hoy en los Filipinos.
That happened all over Central and South America.
Eso pasó en todo Centro y América.
That happened in India and all over Asia.
Eso pasó en India y todo Asia.
And they are the people of God.
Y ellos son el pueblo de Dios.
And they are dirt poor.
Y tan pobres.
And they are subject to all sorts of deprivation.
Y son sujetos a todas clases.
And you would not recognize them as kings.
Y tú no los vas a reconocer
but
a ellos
they're
como
not
reyes.
Kings by the world standards.
Pero no son reyes como los estándares del mundo.
But they're kings by God's standards.
Pero son reyes por los estándares del mundo, de Dios.
I offer them to you.
Yo los ofrezco a ti.
To suggest to you.
Para sugestionarte.
That you not be deceived.
Que no te has confundido.
By the meager affluence that we walk in the West.
Por las pocas bendiciones que caminamos en este
but
mundo.
But rather that you look up higher.
Pero mira hacia arriba.
And that you understand.
Y que entiendas.
Something a lot better than this is coming.
Hay algo mucho mejor que viene.
Say, well, Brother Sutton, why would you even talk to us about this?
Bien, hermano, ¿por qué nos
hablas? Because there's people that lose their victory over a stupid car.
Porque hay personas
and there's people that lose their victory over a stupid house.
Y pierden su
and there's people that lose
casa.
Their victory over a stupid appliance.
Y pierden su victoria
and there's people that lose their victory because their neighbor has something they don't have.
Y pierden su victoria
and suddenly
su vecino
they begin to think,
más.
Well, maybe I'm not the blessed of God.
Y dice, tal vez yo no soy bendecido
but you need
de Dios.
To remember paradise is not here.
Pero tú tienes que acordar, el paraíso no está aquí.
We landed in a place of affluence.
Caímos en un lugar bendecido.
But most of God's people tonight are living in poverty.
Pero casi más de las personas de Dios
in the natural.
En el desierto.
But you know what they're walking in?
Pero sabes dónde está caminando?
Righteousness,
en justicia,
peace,
en paz,
and joy.
Y gozo.
You know why we call our worship third world worship?
¿Sabes por qué le llamamos nuestra alabanza de mundo tercero?
It's because everywhere I've gone.
Es porque donde quiera que yo voy.
In Africa.
En África.
In Asia.
En Asia.
In Central and in Central America and Mexico.
En Centroamérica y en México.
I have found their worship to be off the hook.
Yo he encontrado su alabanza que es a lo extremo.
Exuberant.
Muy en alto.
Excited.
Bien emocionado.
I mean they dance for hours.
Ellos bailan por horas.
They walk miles to get there.
Caminan millas para llegar ahí.
I've told you, I'll tell you about her again.
Yo les he dicho y te digo otra vez.
I'm in a Nipa Hut church.
Estoy en un lugar pequeño.
On a mountainside outside Manila.
En una montaña en Manila.
And we are about to have church.
Y vamos a tener servicio.
And I see her coming up the stream bed.
Y yo miro a ella caminando de lejos.
And I can't quite figure out what I'm seeing.
Y no puedo entender lo que estoy mirando.
But the Holy Ghost said she's coming to church.
Pero el Espíritu Santo dice ella viene a la iglesia.
She's coming to worship
ella
me.
Viene a alabarme a mí.
And I see her And she's picking up the stump of her body and swinging it.
Y yo la miro, ella se está levantando la mitad de su
cuerpo. She's coming up the rocks of that stream bed.
Y está caminando sobre esas piedras.
She's walking on her hands.
Está caminando sobre sus manos.
He said she's coming to give me her all.
Ella dice, ella viene a darme todo.
It's like one of those things you hear from God.
Es como una de esas cosas que escuchas de Dios.
And it's a line of text.
Y es una línea de texto.
But it's got a holistic concept
Pero
connected
tiene algo
to it.
Completo concepto.
And in a moment you get the whole thing.
Y en un momento recibes todo.
She's coming.
Ella viene.
I better be there.
Yo debo de estar ahí.
She's coming to give her all.
Ella viene a dar su todo.
I better give my all.
Yo debo de darlo todo lo que tengo.
God forbid I'm standing by her at the judgment.
Okay, no esté parado al lado de ella
en el juicio. I've got two legs, I need to use them
Yo tengo
to worship.
Dos pies, debo de usarlos en
I've
alabanza.
Got a whole body.
Yo tengo
I need
todo
to be a
cuerpo.
Worshiper
debo
of God.
De estar alabando.
But she is an emblem.
Pero ella es un emblema.
She's an emblem of what apostolics do in third world settings.
Es un emblema de lo que hacen los apostólicos en
They
ese
are
mundo.
Devoted.
Ellos están allá.
They are dedicated.
Están dedicados.
They are poor.
Están pobres.
They are challenged.
Están con problemas.
But they worship with all of their heart.
Pero alaban con todo su corazón.
Because for them it's easier.
Porque para ellos es más fácil.
To look above their natural life
Para mirar más arriba de su vida natural.
And see the paradise of heaven.
Y mirar el paraíso en el cielo.
But you, American church,
Pero tú, iglesia americana,
you need to be very careful.
Tú tienes que tener mucho cuidado.
Because you can fall in love with this world.
Porque tú te puedes caer con amor
and
en
its
este
comfort.
Mundo.
And its blessing,
en estas bendiciones,
and its plenty,
y en estas abundancias,
and you can forget
y te puedes olvidar
that his kingdom is not of this world,
que su reino no es de este mundo,
and that you are not a king of this world,
y tú no eres un rey de este mundo,
but you rather are a king of this. You are a son of the King of Kings.
Eres un hijo del Rey de Reyes.
You're a daughter of the King of Kings.
Eres una hija del Rey de Reyes.
And how did he walk
¿Y cómo caminó
in
él
this world?
En este mundo?
He walked. Humbly.
Él caminó humildemente.
Philippians 2 said, Let this mind be in you.
Esta mente que esté en ti.
That was also in Christ Jesus.
También estaba en Cristo Jesús.
Although he was God.
Aunque él era Dios.
He humbled himself.
Se humillaba a él.
And took on the form of a servant.
Y se tomó una forma de una, de un siervo.
And so when a king walks in the earth,
so cuando un rey camina en este mundo,
a king from paradise,
un rey del paraíso,
a heavenly king,
un rey celestial,
he walks in humility.
Él camina en humildad.
So if you want to be a son of the king,
so si quieres ser un hijo del rey,
the first thing you need to understand
lo
is humility.
Que tienes que entender es humildad.
Because he came down to this place
Porque él vino para este mundo,
from paradise.
Del paraíso.
You may be breaking your neck to get to paradise,
Tal vez estás quebrándote para llegar
but
al paraíso.
He left paradise
Pero él dejó el paraíso
for you.
Para ti.
For you.
Para ti.
And so he walks in humility.
So él camina en humildad.
But he walks always with others in mind.
Pero camina siempre con los demás en su mente.
The Pharisees don't understand him
los
at
fariseos
all.
Ni siquiera lo entienden.
He breaks every rule that they value.
Rompe cualquier regla que ellos estiman.
He eats with sinners.
Come con los pecadores.
He eats with publicans.
Come con los publicanos.
And they are trying so hard to follow the rules and be holy.
Y ellos están tratando de seguir las leyes y ser santos.
But he tells them the story of the lost things.
Pero les dice la historia de las cosas perdidas.
The lost lamb and the lost coin.
La oveja perdida y la moneda perdida.
And the lost son.
Y el hijo perdido.
And he lets them know,
y les deja
I've
saber,
come to seek and save the lost.
He vino a buscar y los que están perdidos.
That's how we walk like a king in this world.
Así es como caminamos como un rey en este mundo.
We walk in humility.
Caminamos con humildad.
We walk with others in mind.
Caminamos con los demás en mente.
We abandon vanity.
Abandonamos eso.
We abandon self.
Abandonamos nuestros propios seres.
That's what the cross is about.
De eso se trata la cruz.
You want to see how a king comes to the earth?
¿Quieres ver cómo viene un rey al mundo?
He takes the weight of the world upon his own shoulder.
Se toma el peso del mundo sobre sus hombros.
He's God on the earth.
Es Dios en la tierra.
But on the seashore.
Pero en el mar, a un lado del mar.
And in the mountain.
Y en la montaña.
He prays.
Él ora.
He prays.
Él ora.
It's a theological conundrum for people.
Es algo un problema teológico para personas.
You say he's God.
Dices él es Dios.
And I do because he is.
Y yo digo que sí porque es.
Well, if he's God, who's he praying to?
Pero si él es Dios, ¿a quién está orando?
He is fully God and fully man.
Él es todo Dios y todo hombre.
But he is exercising the dynamic mechanics of the kingdom of God.
Pero está haciendo en efecto los dinámicas del
reino
de Dios.
Prayer is the only effective methodology for subjecting the flesh to the spirit.
Oración es la única cosa efectiva para tener tu carne en sujeción.
When you don't have a prayer life, your flesh is out of control.
Cuando no tienes una vida de oración, tu carne está.
The only way to conduct yourself in a heavenly way on the earth.
La única manera de conducir tu comportamiento en este mundo.
Is to take a look at our ideal.
Es para mirar hacia lo perfecto.
And notice that he walked humbly.
Y mirar que él caminó humildemente.
Concerned of others.
Pensando en los demás.
Took the weight of the world on his shoulder.
Tomó el peso del mundo sobre sus hombros.
And prayed.
Y puso orar.
And prayed.
Y oró.
And gave of himself.
Y se dio él.
When we look at the hierarchical structure of value.
Cuando miramos la estructura de valores.
In the Western culture.
En la cultura del oeste.
What has shaped all of the blessing and benefits of the culture that we enjoy?
Lo que le ha dado forma a todas las bendiciones que nosotros tenemos privilegio.
At the very top of that.
A lo mero alto de eso.
Is the picture of a man on a cross.
Es la imagen de alguien en una cruz.
That's our model.
Ese es nuestro modelo.
That's our ideal.
Esa es nuestra idea.
The king, we were not called to live on the scraps of an earthly king.
Nosotros no fuimos llamados para vivir en los salarios.
We were not called to walk and to live by the scraps and the handouts of a worldly set of values.
No fuimos llamados para vivir en los mundanos de este en las cosas de este mundo.
But we were called to be children of the King.
Pero fuimos llamados para ser hijos del
Rey. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Right now, I want everybody in this house to lift your hands, lift your voice. I want you to begin to talk to God, do a little business with God right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Gloria a Dios.
You were not designed to live on handouts from the world.
Tú no fuiste diseñado para vivir en lo que tiene este mundo.
You were not designed to live by the definition of what affluence is in the world.
Tú no fuiste diseñado para lo que tiene este mundo en las bendiciones de este mundo.
Paradise is not here.
El paraíso no está aquí.
It's coming.
El paraíso viene.
Affluence is not here.
La bendición es aquí, no,
you
no son todo.
Haven't seen anything.
Tú no has
yet.
Visto nada todavía.
My God, you need to be able to walk in this world and be bulletproof to the temptations all around you.
Tú debes de poder caminar sobre este mundo y no estar afectado por todo esto que está aquí.
Because you weren't called to live from their handouts.
Porque no fuiste llamado para vivir lo que ellos te pueden dar.
You were called to walk in this world as he walked.
Fuiste llamado para caminar en este mundo como
él
caminó.
You were called to be a king.
Fuiste llamado para ser un rey.
I see, when we're having this conversation, I can't have it without seeing Samson.
Cuando tenemos esta conversación, no la puedo tener sin hablar de Sansón.
Not in all of his strength and virility.
En toda su fuerza y su fortaleza.
Not in all of his God-given power.
No en todo su poder que le fue dado por Dios.
But blind.
Pero ciego.
And harnessed.
Y atorado.
And walking in circles.
Y caminando en círculos.
And bound by chains.
Y atado con cadenas.
That he no longer has the power to break.
Que él ya no tiene poder de quebrar.
He is a judge empowered of God.
Él es un juez con poder de Dios.
But he has given up the kingdom of God.
Pero se ha dado por vencida y ha dado el
reino
de Dios.
To be a servant of sin.
Para ser un siervo del pecado.
And now sin has taken his vision.
Y ahora el pecado le ha quitado
and
su vista.
Sin has placed him in bondage.
Y ahora el pecado lo ha puesto en cautiverio.
And now he's working in the granary of the enemy.
Y ahora vive en el, para un enemigo, y trabaja
and instead
para el
enemigo. Of ascending into the vision of
y en
God,
vez de subir a la visión de Dios,
he's reduced to going around and around and around and producing for hell.
Y producir para el infierno.
Some of you are resonating with this right now.
Algunos están resonando con
some of you are resonating with the fact that you feel like all you're doing is going in circles.
algunos se siente que nomás están dando vueltas.
That your natural life has you bound up.
Que su mundo natural te tiene atado.
That somehow you're not able to break free.
Que no te puedes soltar libre.
And you've long since forgotten the vision that you had about your life.
Y te has olvidado la visión que tienes para tu vida.
But I'm telling you, you can pray a prayer just as simple as Samson did.
Pero yo te puedo decir que puedes sonar una oración como Sansón.
And you can begin to communicate with God once more.
Y te puedes empezar a comunicar con Dios una vez más.
Because you weren't designed to be a mill beast for the enemy.
Porque tú no fuiste diseñado para trabajar para el enemigo.
You weren't designed to value the things of the world.
Tú fuiste diseñado para valorizar las
cosas de
Dios.
You were called and designed to be a king.
Tú fuiste diseñado y llamado para ser un rey.
All of these stories converge in some of these themes.
Todas estas historias se juntan en uno de estos temas.
Do you know that some people in modern day Russia or in the former Soviet states?
¿Sabes que hay unas personas en Rusia y en los estados soviéticos?
That they dream about the way it was under the Soviet communist regime.
Ellos sueñan de cómo era antes bajo la Unión Soviética.
Because they've been conditioned.
Porque han sido condicionados.
And for some of them that was the high water mark of their life.
Para uno de ellos ese era el punto alto de su vida.
Do you understand that the Jews under Moses were on their way to the promise of God?
¿Entiendes que los judíos en la bajo de Moisés iban hacia la promesa?
God said.
Dios dijo.
It was not a rumor.
No era un rumor.
God said.
Dios dijo.
It's a land of milk and honey.
Era una tierra de miel y leche.
God told them they were going to a little piece of paradise on earth.
Dios dice van a ir a un pedazo de paraíso en el mundo.
But along the way.
Pero en el camino.
When they would run into difficulty.
Cuando se llegaban con las dificultades.
Or resistance.
Un poco de resistencia.
They began to say, "Oh, for the leeks and onions in Egypt."
Oh, por la comida que nos daban en Egipto.
Because they were so conditioned by years of servitude and years of slavery.
Porque habían sido condicionados por la esclavitud y años de esclavitud.
They were conditioned by years of bondage.
Años de estar encarcelados.
And in moments of crisis.
Y en momentos de crisis.
They would revert to that.
Se regresaban para atrás a eso.
And they would say, "Oh, if I just were down." You know, Brother Justin, you're talking about that bar room at the end of Lake Verret.
Oh, si nomás estaba ahí, hermano Justin, estás hablando de esa cantina.
Who's there and who's not there?
¿Quién está ahí, quién no está ahí?
But I've lived for God long enough.
Pero yo he vivido para Dios lo
suficiente. I've seen some people go back to the bar.
Para mirar a gente que regresa para
atrás
a esa cantina.
I've seen some people go back to the old ways.
Yo he mirado a gente regresar para atrás a sus caminos
viejos. I've seen apostolic people walk out on their families.
Yo he mirado a los apostólicos irse de sus familias.
Say, what is that? How does that happen? They begin to lose their way. They begin to lose the vision of who they are and what God says they should be. And they begin to remember the former ways and the old ways. And they think it looks like relief. I'm telling you this, the only relief is on the other side. The only relief is saying yes to God. The only relief is walking according to what God has purposed for you. The only relief is to walk as a king, a child of the king. Somebody say praise the Lord. I wish you'd just lift your hands and worship him and love him for a moment here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In the kingdom of God,
en el reino de Dios,
there's no rich or poor.
No hay rico ni pobre.
There's no bond or free.
No hay esclavo ni libre.
There's no Jew nor Greek.
No hay judío ni griego.
Not even male nor female.
Ni siquiera hombre ni mujer.
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
It means we're all on the same journey.
Eso quiere decir que todos estamos en el mismo viaje.
And that we're all in the same yoke.
Y están todos bajo el mismo yugo.
And that we're all serving the same king.
Y estamos todos sirviendo al mismo rey.
And that we're all serving the same vision.
Y están todos sirviendo la misma visión.
and that we are on our way to the same paradise.
Y vamos hacia el camino al mismo paraíso.
And on our way to the same reward.
Y hacia la misma recompensa.
In the parable, it's called a penny a day.
En la parábola significa un centavo
al
día.
We all get the same when we get on the other side.
Todos recibimos lo mismo cuando llegamos al otro lado.
I just want you to know and to understand that whoever you are and whatever your status in life is in the natural.
Yo nomás quiero que sepas donde quiera que tú eres y lo que tu estatus sea.
You need to remember what God has said about you.
Tienes que acordar lo que Dios ha dicho de ti.
You need to remember that John said, "Now are we the sons of God?"
Tienes que acordar lo que dijo Juan, "Ahora somos los hijos de Dios."
And it doesn't yet appear.
Y tal vez no se aparece
todavía. What we're going to be.
Lo que vamos a hacer.
You can't really see.
No lo puedes ver.
Like when they looked at Jesus, they didn't see a king.
Cuando miraron a Jesús, ellos no miraron un rey.
Pilate struggled with that.
Piloto, tuvo problemas
they,
con eso.
By their definitions, they couldn't understand that
con
he was royalty.
No tenían entender lo que era él.
And when you look around you here tonight, by the world's definitions, you may not be able to understand that you're seated among royalty tonight. But you need
sacerdotes.
To lift up your definitions
Pero
tonight.
Tienes que levantar tu definición.
And you need to know that you're sitting here looking at these young ladies and that they are princesses in the kingdom of God. They are the children of the king.
Son hijas del rey.
My God, it changes the way I deal with you, Michael.
Oh, cambia de la manera como trabajo contigo.
You're a barber.
Eres un baluquero.
And the world would define you by your vocation.
Y el mundo te define por tu trabajo.
And we could look at your checkbook tonight.
Y puedes mirar tu chequera.
And we could define you by your checkbook.
Y te podemos definir con tu chequera.
And we could look at other distinguishing factors of your life.
Y podemos mirar otras facturas en tu vida.
You're never going to play in the NBA.
Y nunca vas a trabajar en el NBA.
And we could define you by that.
Y te podemos definir con eso.
But I'm telling you tonight, there's not short nor tall.
Pero te estoy diciendo que no hay corto ni alto.
Fat or skinny.
Gordo o flaco.
In the kingdom of God.
En el reino de Dios.
But every last one of them baptized
Pero cada
in
uno
His name.
De ellos bautizado en su
and
nombre.
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Y llenos con el Espíritu
They're
Santo.
All the children of God.
Todos el hijo
They're
de Dios.
All destined to be rulers and
Somos
reigning
todos
with Him.
Destinados para reinar con él.
Paul tries to reason with the church at Corinth.
Pablo trata de razonar con la iglesia en Corintio.
He said, "What's wrong with you?
Dice, ¿qué está pasando contigo?
Why are you fighting with one another?
¿Por qué están peleando con uno y otro?
They told me you're taking Ben to court.
Dice que estás llevando a Ben a la corte.
You're the people of God and you're taking your brother to a secular worldly court.
Son el pueblo de Dios y están llevando a un mundo una corte mundana.
And here's where he just really challenges them.
Y aquí es donde realmente les da un examen.
Not quite. Inspires them to think higher.
Les da una inspiración para que piensen más alto.
Gracias. Don't you know that you're going to judge angels?
¿No saben que van a ser jueces sobre los ángeles?
What he just did, he pulled the cover off.
Lo que hizo fue destapó la cobertura.
He said, quit looking at yourselves and your brethren like the people around you in this world.
Deja de pensar a tus hermanos como los que están en el mundo.
I want to show you who you really are.
Yo te quiero enseñar lo que realmente eres.
When that trumpet sounds,
cuando esa trompeta suena,
it does not yet appear what we will be.
No se aparece todavía lo que vamos a hacer.
But we know that when he shall appear,
pero sabemos que cuando él se aparece,
we shall be like him.
Vamos a ser como él.
For we shall see him as he is.
Porque lo vamos a ver como él es.
My God, touch your neighbor and tell him, I may not look like much right now.
Oh, toca a tu vecino y dile, tal vez no me miro
but
como
when
mucho.
He appears,
pero cuando él aparece,
I'm going to be like him.
Yo voy a ser como él.
My God, I may not have much down here.
Yo tal vez no tenga mucho aquí abajo.
But when he appears,
pero cuando él aparece,
I'm going to be a part of his kingdom.
Yo voy a ser una parte de su reino.
Don't judge me by what you're looking at right here.
No me juzgues por lo que miras ahorita.
And for crying out loud, drop the lawsuit.
Y baja la de la esa.
Do not call 1-800-TERRELL.
No me llames 1-800-TERRELL.
Not for your brother in the Lord.
No tu hermano en el reino.
People outside, now that's another thing.
La gente afuera es otra cosa.
Take them before the judge.
Llévalos sobre los jueces.
Get your justice.
Agarra tu justicia.
But never in the house of God.
Pero nunca en la casa de Dios.
Because the earthly judge doesn't have the power to make a ruling on the royalty of heaven.
Porque el juez mundano no tiene el poder para hacer algo sobre el celestial.
I'm just telling you, God has called you to be more.
Dios te ha llamado para que seas más.
You were not called to live on the handouts of Babylon.
No eres llamado para vivir en lo que te da Babilonia.
Lindsay, come on.
Lindsay, ven.
Don't go that way. We're this way.
No se vayan
the para allá. Shortest distance between straight line. That's how traditions get started.
Así es como empiezan las traditions.
The altar call is over, and y'all are still walking around the outside. And I know. Muy rápido.
Rápido.
Rápido. Don't be correcting my. Do you know that everybody in the prison system tonight is made in the image of God?
¿Sabes que todos en la cárcel ahorita son hechos en la imagen de Dios?
Did you know that 76% of them, when they get out, will go back to prison?
¿Saben que el 76% que cuando se salen van a regresar para atrás?
And it's a major area of conversation and study.
Es una área muy grande en conversación y de estudio.
What can possibly explain that type of recidivism?
¿Qué podrá explicar esa clase de comportamiento?
I mean, after you've been locked up for 5 years or 10 years or 15.
Después de que has estado en la cárcel por 5, 10, 15 años.
Why would you ever go back?
¿Por qué te quieres ir para atrás?
But it's the nature of humanity.
Pero es la naturaleza de la humanidad.
To be defined by their surroundings.
Para ser definido por tus alrededores.
To be defined by the voices around them.
Para ser definido por tus voces alrededor de ti.
By their natural family.
Por tus familias naturales.
By their culture, by their neighborhood.
Por tus culturas y por tus vecindades.
By their past.
Por tu pasado.
But all of these things.
Pero todas estas cosas.
God called you out of.
Dios te ha llamado, aléjate, que te alejes de ellos.
You, the analogies and the metaphors of the Word of God.
Las analogías y las metáforas en la palabra de Dios.
We come to God. We come out of bondage.
Venimos de Dios y salimos de la esclavitud.
We come out of prison.
Salimos fuera de la cárcel.
We come out of poverty.
Salimos fuera de la pobreza.
We come out of ignorance.
Salimos fuera de la ignorancia.
We come out of darkness.
Salimos fuera de la oscuridad.
We come into the glorious light of God.
Y venimos a la luz gloriosa
we
de Dios.
Walk in blessings.
Y caminamos en bendiciones.
We walk in the favor of God.
Y caminamos en el favor de Dios.
My God, you were never called to live under the table of some pagan king.
Oh, mi Dios, tú no has sido llamado para vivir abajo de una mesa de un rey pagano.
Praise God, but you were called to become a son of God.
Para que seas un hijo de Dios.
Praise God. If you've never received the Holy Ghost,
si nunca has recibido el Espíritu Santo,
and you've never been baptized in Jesus' name,
y nunca has sido bautizado en el nombre de Jesús,
God can change your destiny.
Dios puede cambiar tu destino
tonight.
Esta noche,
God can touch your family.
Dios puede tocar tu familia
tonight.
Esta noche.
God can touch your finances.
Dios puede tocar tus finanzas.
Tonight.
Esta noche.
God can shape your future.
Dios puede dar forma a tu futuro.
Tonight.
Esta noche.
You have the power tonight.
Tú tienes el poder esta noche.
No matter what the first few chapters were.
No importa lo que fueron los primeros capítulos.
You have the power to change the ending of the story.
Tú tienes el poder de cambiar el final de esa historia.
And it doesn't matter what your family was like.
Y no importa qué fuera tu familia.
And it doesn't matter what the world around you has said.
Y no importa lo que el mundo alrededor de ti dice.
But you can begin to walk like a king in the earth.
Pero puedes empezar a caminar como un rey en este mundo.
Tonight.
Esta noche.
They won't understand you.
Ellos no van a entenderte.
They won't understand you. Because you don't look like a king.
Porque no te miras como un rey.
To them.
Para ellos.
But you got the Holy Ghost.
Pero tienes el
Espíritu. You've been baptized in Jesus' name. You're faithful to the word of God.
Tú eres fiel a la palabra de Dios.
I salute you.
Te doy saludos.
King Justin.
Rey Justin.
And so in the house of God,
so en la casa de Dios,
there are all kinds of people,
hay toda clase de personas,
all kinds of backgrounds,
toda clase de historias,
all sorts of levels of achievement and accomplishment,
toda clase de nivel de cosas que han cumplido.
But the heart of who we are,
pero el corazón de lo que somos nosotros,
is that we are all the people of God,
que todos somos el pueblo de Dios.
And that's who you are tonight.
Y eso es lo que eres tú esta noche.
So we revere you because you're made in the image of God.
So te damos honra porque eres hecho en la imagen de Dios.
We celebrate you because you belong to the kingdom of God.
Te celebramos porque perteneces al reino de Dios.
And we love you because you're family.
Y te amamos porque eres familia.
Because we're all a part of God's kingdom family.
Porque todos somos parte del reino de Dios.
Praise God. So me and you,
so tú y yo,
we don't fuss.
Nosotros no peleamos.
We don't fight.
No tenemos desacuerdos.
We're not scrabbling for a little piece of meat that the world has thrown down.
No queremos un poquito de carne que el mundo nos ha aventado.
But we're looking up together.
Pero estamos mirando hacia arriba juntos.
And we see the same visionary target.
Y miramos la misma visión.
And we're both pressing toward the same thing.
Y los dos seguimos en la misma visión.
So as we do that, our heart beats together.
So mientras hacemos eso, nuestro corazón se junta.
And we're seeking after the same thing.
Y buscamos la misma cosa.
And we're walking in something the scripture calls unity.
Y estamos caminando en lo que dice la Biblia, unidad.
And the Bible says there is where the anointing comes down.
Ahí es donde cae la unción.
It's like the oil that was poured on Aaron's head.
Es como el aceite que cae sobre la casa de Aarón.
Praise God. Keep looking up, Justin. Keep looking up, Justin.
Sigue mirando.
Don't let
arriba.
Anything or anybody in this world,
no dejes cualquier cosa,
draw
en este
your
mundo
gaze down,
tu vista para abajo,
because there's nothing down there,
porque no hay nada allá abajo,
but the cast-offs of the world,
cosas que ha aventado el mundo,
the little allowance that the world wants to give you,
el poco salario que te quiere dar el mundo.
Praise God. You young men and you young ladies,
ustedes jóvenes y jovencitas,
you're just starting your life,
apenas están empezando su vida.
You don't know anything.
No saben nada.
You don't know anything.
No saben nada.
So don't tell me what your limitations are.
So no me digan lo que son sus limitaciones.
Don't tell me you've already been shaped and sculpted into a final product.
No me digan que ya están en tu figura final.
You are full of this amazing divine potential.
Están llenas de una potencial divina.
You are full of what heaven has intended for you to be.
Están llenos de la potencial del reino de Dios.
And there's no power in earth.
Y no hay poder en
no
la tierra.
No power in hell.
No hay poder en
that
el
can
infierno.
Derail what God wants to
que
do
te puede
in
echar
you.
Fuera de este camino.
Don't tell me about your failures.
No me digas sobre tus fracasos.
And don't tell me about your past.
No me digas sobre tu pasado.
Look up.
Mira hacia arriba.
Look. Get your arm around somebody there by you. Look up.
Miren hacia arriba.
We're all looking up at the same thing.
Todos estamos mirando hacia la misma cosa.
You know what? If you do this out on a street corner in a busy city, people will gather around you and start looking up.
¿Sabes si lo hacen esto en un lugar público afuera?
Because they're interested in what you're looking
porque
at.
Porque les van a dar curiosidad lo que están mirando.
You know what's up there?
¿Saben lo que está ahí arriba?
It's bigger than you.
Es más grande que tú.
It's bigger than your past.
Es más grande que tu pasado.
It's bigger than your failures.
Es más grande que tu fracaso.
It's bigger than your doubts and
es
your
más
fears.
Grande que tus dudas.
It's bigger than what people have said or
es
not
más grande
said.
Lo que la gente ha dicho o no ha dicho.
What's up there is the purpose and the plan of
lo que
God.
Está ahí arriba es el propósito y el plan de Dios.
And not only does God have that for you,
y no solamente Dios lo tiene eso para ti,
but God lives outside of time.
Pero Dios vive afuera del tiempo.
He already sees you walking in it.
Él ya te mira caminando en eso.
And the only person that can change that outcome,
y la única persona que puede cambiar eso,
is you.
Eres tú.
If you decide you would rather be chained up and walking in circles and bound up serving the world,
si tú decides que mejor quieres servir al mundo,
if you decide that you would rather scrabble for a pork chop at the foot of some pagan king,
si tú decides que nomás quieres ser dado de comer por un rey pagano,
I don't care what your daddy said.
Yo no me importa lo que dice tu padre.
Or didn't say.
O no dijo.
I just know what your heavenly daddy said.
Yo nomás sé lo que ha dicho tu padre.
And I know you've got heaven in you.
Y yo sé que tienes el cielo dentro de ti.
And you are called to be a king.
Y tú has sido llamado para ser un rey.
We could do the same thing with these young ladies over here tonight.
Podemos
let's all stand together.
Vamos a ponernos
let's stand all over the house right now.
Vamos a ponernos todos en la casa de Dios.
never been the will of God for you to walk like a beggar in the earth.
Nunca ha sido la voluntad de Dios caminar como un rogador.
Never been the will of God for you to live off the cast-offs of the world.
No es la voluntad de Dios que vivas de las migajas del mundo.
Touch somebody by you and say, God has called me to be a king.
Toca a alguien y dile, Dios me ha llamado para ser un rey.
And tell him, it doth not yet appear.
Y dile, todavía no se aparece.
What I shall be,
lo que voy a hacer,
but we know,
pero sabemos,
that when he shall appear,
que cuando él se aparece,
we shall be like him.
Vamos a ser como él.
We'll see him as he is. That'd be good. Praise God. Could we gather down around the altar tonight?
¿Podemos juntarnos en el altar esta noche?
David Smith would say, like a family.
Como una familia.
Come on down around this altar tonight.
Vengan aquí hacia el altar.
When you get here, wrap your arm around somebody.
Cuando venga, ponga su hombro sobre alguien.
Y'all don't wrap arms, y'all hold hands up. It's a girl culture. How about that? Okay. That's good. That works. Yes. Somebody look to God.
Alguien mira hacia Dios.
Somebody lift him up.
Alguien levante su voz.
Somebody call on his name.
Alguien clame su voz.
Your trial does not define you. Your pain doesn't define you. Your loss doesn't define you. But let God define you tonight. God's got a big idea about you. God's got a big plan for you. God wants you to step out and take a hold of that tonight. In church, somebody's doing business with God tonight. Press in church, somebody talk in tongues. Somebody's doing business with God right now. Pray like a child of the king. Pray with the authority of your father's house. Pray like a representative of heaven tonight. Pray like you've got a river of living water down in you. Pray like you're a fountain of living water. Let it flow.
Deja que fluya.
Spring up, oh well.
Oh, que fluya.
Spring
esa.
Up, oh well.
Que fluya eso.
hands, lift up your voice, give God some praise.
Gloria a Dios, alza su voz y aplauden sus manos.
Praise God. I want you to turn to somebody right by you, and I want you to lay your hands on them. I want you to pray for them. Pray an anointed prayer. Lift up your voice and pray for them. Prophesy over them. Here's what God's gonna do. God's gonna bless you when you come in. God's gonna bless you when you go out. God's gonna bless your storehouse. God's gonna bless you in your work. God's gonna bless you with souls. God's gonna bless you to be a witness. God's gonna anoint you to be the light of the world. God's gonna open a door for you that no man can close. Yes. Hallelujah. My God, if you believe God's moving on your behalf, go ahead and praise Him right now.
Si tú crees que Dios está trabajando por tu lado, den un aplauso.
Praise God, it is so excellent to be in the Lord's house on a Sunday night.
Gloria a Dios, es un privilegio.
And we're so excited about what God is doing.
Estamos emocionados lo que está haciendo Dios.
Jamal, I'm so glad you're back in the house, man.
Jamal, me da gusto verte en la casa.
If y'all would wear those orange Home Depot aprons, it'd be easier for us to recognize y'all.
Si se ponen esas cosas de Home Depot.
But we're so excited about what God's doing.
Estamos emocionados lo que está haciendo Dios.
Praise God. Now, Wednesday night we're going to do this again.
Este miércoles en la noche vamos a hacer
be
esto
sure
otra
to
vez.
Take some flyers or take some cards and make a point to share this with somebody as you make your way around town tonight and the first part of the week.
Llévense unas cartas y inviten a alguien a la casa de Dios.
Invite somebody to the house of God.
Inviten a alguien a la casa de Dios.
Invite them to a Bible study.
Invítenle a un estudio bíblico.
Praise God.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Brother Nick, I am so excited about what God's doing in your house.
Hermano Nick, estoy emocionado lo que Dios está haciendo en tu casa.
Becky, in your house and in that Bible study, and those babies look so beautiful in the Lord's house tonight.
Y esos bebés se miran hermosos en la casa de Dios.
Praise God. I'm just telling you, good things are happening.
Buenas cosas están sucediendo.
It's all around you, and we are blessed to be a part of it.
Es todo alrededor y estamos bendecidos para ser
God
parte.
Bless you. Share your love and your strength with somebody before you go tonight.
Dios te bendiga. Comparte su fuerza.